the excrement, the renin from the stomach of a korban oil is mutter midirayis to eat. Why? Because we said the isra only applies to the meat, but not to the pirsha, not to the junk inside the animal. So therefore, that's not the reason why the cheese was asa. What was the answer, though? Or midi kamal of information, midi mercy of the cave, technically, I was a chavim, but the mahadlan came, lumbly, I was a chavim, asa pirshayu. And the answer to the Mishnah was, you know why it's asa? Because they used the pirish of an egel avoy the zora. And that he accepted, that's a good answer. So mashma, the cave, the rennet, that comes out from an avoy the zora, the egel, that's the loss of anor. His only question was, if that's Pshan the Mishnah, why does the Mishnah say the cheese is only Yasta Bachila and not Bano? The cheese should even be Yasta Bano. But the reasoning is a good reasoning. That the proof in our Mishnah, that this cave or the renet that comes out from an Avela is Mutta, but comes out from an Avoy de Zara, there it's Yasta Bano still. And that's the reason, either from the Pasuk, the Yasta Yokamuma, or else the Svara, when you have the Avoy de Zara, anything inside it, you want to worship him with. All right, we'll continue on.
Yeah, we're holding on Daf Lamed Hey. In the middle of the Shiloh, exactly why does the Mishnah say that the cheese of the Beisu Nike is also Bahano? So he came out, the reason why Rish Lakish says, the Mishnah also says, because they put their egglay from Avodah Zarah. They used the rennet from an eggle that was a worship for the Avodah Zarah. So the question is, why is that Asa Bahano? Let's look at the Mishnah again. Let's just look over the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah is Nafchach Tesam Abayis. Okay, the Mishnah says, if in the middle of the Mishnah, if they ma Asa Gavina Asa Gavim, why is the cheese Asa? So I'm Aloi, if they Shema Mid Noisa Bekei Vishem Avela. Because they used the rennet from an Avela. They used the cave with the stomach, the juice in the stomach from an Avela. Oh my Lord, this he answered back, that the cave with the stomach from a korban oila is more, has a bigger iser than stomach novela. But he asked him back, why should the stomach, the rennet, the yosa from an novela, even from a korban oila, which is more chamur its muta? And it was said about a cave of an oila, omru, koyin shedait the yofor, sarfachaya. A kohen that is feeling well today, he's allowed to drink it raw if he wants to. And v'lohoidlo, the chum said, no, a kohen should not drink it down, because it's also midrabonin. Avol omru, but even the rabbonin agree, a nenin, midrabonin, you can't have enjoyment from the renin of a korban oila. But v'loy moilin, there's no issa mila. Why? Because midiraisa, the issa rano does not apply to the stomach, the juice inside the stomach. So the rennet that comes out from a nevela is mutav achila. So why is the cheese also? Or Malay, he answered back, the reason why the cheese is also, because they used to use the rennet from an eagle that they worship the Avodah Zarah with. So it has an Isra'no of Avodah Zarah, and that's our Gemara, that when you worship the Avodah Zarah with an animal, you mean to worship with everything. With the neficha, with the fat of the animal, everything inside the animal becomes a takruvas Avodah Zarah. Or Mullah, and if they said back to him, came, if that's Pshat in the Mishnah, that's Pshat, why the Gvinus is also, lo Mullah Yasru Banor, it should even be Yasa Banor also. That's the way our Mishnah ends off. That the reason can't be because they use the rennet from an animal of an Avodah Zarah, because if so, she should even be Yasa Banor. Our Tosa says that there's a girsa in the Mishnah that adds on, that the Mishnah says, no, I'll answer you back. Here the Yisr is not the end. Because when do we say that the Yisr is also banom? If you have some rennet directly from the Avodah Zarah. But here that you put the rennet into the cheese, it's mixed up in the cheese, you don't see it then, maybe that's why it's muta banom. And this the Gemara answers back, no, that when is the muta banom if you don't see it? But over here, since it's a maimit, since it causes the cheese, the milk to gel, it causes the milk to curl into cheese, that's called a maimid, that's considered like it's ben. And therefore, we buy akasha, that if the reason why cheese is also, because they use the rennet from Avodah Zarah, then it should even be also bahano. But Al Gemara says, a cold point, we see a riot, how we say it here, that whatever comes out from Egel, that they worshipped Avodah Zarah, it's also bahano, even the parish is also bahano. Talmud Gemara says, Mechlal, Yisri Anor Shari, Pishayu, that if something is only also bahano, like a nevela or a korbanoilo, then the pirish, the junk that comes out from it, the rennet, would be mutimidi raisa. Since he answered back in the Mishnah, the reason why the cheese is also bevneishim amidin oisa bekevos egla avres chovim, they use the stomach from an eagle that they worship for an avodah zarah, so therefore it has an issa avodah zarah on it. That's why the cheese is also, and that's truth. For Kamahadle, the only question they had on this is, in Cain, if so, lo malo yasru bahano, why isn't cheese from a guy even also bahano? But Nechlav merits the proof. The avoidus kechovim, any animal that they worshipped avoidus zorah with, so the svar is also pishayu, even the excrement, the junk inside it, even the juice in the rennet, the juice in the stomach is also bano. And the two reasons we have before, either because it's a svara that the fatter the animal looks, the nicer it is, so they want to be worshipped the avoidus zorah with all the fat, everything inside here, or else because of the posik lo yadik piyotchom uma. Torah says, "Ba'avodah zarah, you cannot have any hanor at all. So anything in the animal that you worship the avodah zarah with, even the pirshayil, the excrement, is also asur banor." Yeah. Sonaria's question now: "V'lehedulei mishum." Oh, we have to hear it. "V'lehedulehu mishum the leisli suru b'yenai." And Torah's gifts we have in the Gemara. The Gemara asks now, why doesn't the Mishnah answer back? The reason why cheese is not asur banor, because the Issa, the remnant, is not Ben, you do not see it. The Amurayis, that's the same svar we have by Amurayis, by the brine, the oil of the fish. Le Rabban, according to Rabbanan Shita, Tlo Yasru Bahano, they say the brine of kosher fish, it's osetit from a guy, but it's muta bahano. Why is it osetit? Because you have to be afraid they put Yain Nesach inside it. So the question is, if they put Yain Nesach inside it, so why is it muta bahano? Yayin Nesach itself is also bano. My time, what's the reason according to the Rabban and this brine is only also bachila mutabano? Lav, isn't it? Mishum deles el yisur b'yenai. Like true, we are afraid the goyim put the yayin wine, the yayin Nesach, into the fish brine. So therefore, it's also to drink, it's also to have to eat the brine, but bano it's mut, you let us sell it. Why? Because you don't see the yayin itself. The yayin is like bottle inside. So maybe you're also the cheese, even though they make the cheese from the rennet, from the avodah zarah. So true, the cheese is also to eat, but you know why it's muta bano? Because maybe the cheese is not ben. We do not the rennet. We do not see with the juice that came out from the avodah zarah. So my answer is, I'll tell you hocha. Kivan the ukma kamukim, since this rennet that you put into the milk, that's what curls up the milk into cheese. That makes the fermentation make it come into cheese. Choshevlei command the easily surubienai. That's considered like the rennet is still here. That's considered it's like it's been it's here. And therefore, that's the Mishnah's question, that if that would be the reason why the cheese is also, because they use the rennet from an eagle, which they worship the avodah zarah, so then the question was, the cheese should also be also bano. So this can't be the reason why the cheese is also. So, but that's not the reason why it's also. So the Mishnah doesn't say the real reason. The Mishnah just says, Hasilu Davracher. He went to talk into a different question, and he asked him in the Mishnah, the question was, when the prophet says, Ki Toivim Doidechu Miyayin, is you read it, Doidechu Doidayich. Is it a Loshin Zohar or a Loshin Akeva? That was the question he answered. Zemurah says, "My, what's pshan this pasuk in Shir Hashirim? Ki toivim doidecho miyayin, that your love, the love to Hashem, is sweeter, better than wine. So ki also Rav Dimi came. Omri said pshan the pasuk is like this: Omro Knesses Yisrael of Nekodesh Baruch Hu, that Klai Yisrael is saying back to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Arevim Olai, it's sweeter to us, it's better to us. Divrei doidecho, the words of the Chachamim." Pashto means the gzeres that the Chama made are sweeter to us, yaisa more miyene shatayra, more than the wine itself of the Torah. It's more dear to us what the Chama tell us, the Yisuri, the Rabbonins, more than the Yisuri HaTayra. So Rilat Zappella, why should it be this way? We know it's midiraisa, the Rabbonins only midirabbonin. So the Rabbeinu Yonah in Shara Tshuva, the beginning of his third Shara, he explains, he says, really the Yisayid of all the mitzvahs is Yerushalayim. We do mitzvahs because we fear Hashem. Now, when the Chum tell us to stop doing so, let's like Yai Nefech here. The Rabbanan say, do not drink Stam Yenim. even though midiraisa it's all right. What did the rabbanim say? Do not drink it because they're afraid maybe you come to drink real yai nesach. So it shows more Yerushmaim you have, like the more you fear Hashem, the more you'll stay away and listen to Chachamim, because you fear Hashem so much, you're afraid you may come to do an Issa D'Oraisa. So he explains that Divrei Chachamim show more Yerushmaim than the Mitzvos Midiraisa. Therefore, the Darshine Kitov Nedecho, it's Arevim Olai Divrei Nedecho, Yosem Yai Nishatera. Alright. I call upon a Maishno Haikro, how come here in the Mishnah when they went off the track, how can Rabbi Shmuel said back to him this posik? Maish naikro de shaylei. His amr Rishim ben Pazli, b'teim Rishim ben Ami. Mereisha de kro komli. Really what he meant to say to him was from the beginning of this posik. The beginning of the posik starts off, Yishokeinu menashikas piyu. Please kiss me with the kisses of your mouth. What he meant to say was like this. He meant to tell him back, Omle Yishmuel. He said to him, Yishmuel, my brother. Omle Yishmuel achay.
Who was it talking about?
Rabbi Yeshua was saying back, to Rabbi Shmuel, it's telling us this. Rabbi Shmuel, like my brother, choshik shesvasecha zu bezu. Keep your lips quiet, tight. Let's close your lips. That's what he meant to tell him. You're asking me too many questions. Stop asking questions. That's what he meant to say. V'yatevoy lehoshiv. Don't be nervous to ask these questions. So he didn't want to say it outright. It's not nice. So he said it in a nice way. He went to this posik of Kitovim Dedach Miyoyin, so you should understand what I mean to tell you is the beginning of the posik, Yishakena Machikas Piyu, means keep your mouth quiet. Kids, that's what Rabbi Yeshua meant to tell Rabbi Shmuel. He asked you too many questions. You're asking me, what's the reason why they gave an issa on cheese, and you don't like the answer I gave you? So he says, okay, just leave it. And we'll soon see why he said this. The other word says, my time, what's the reason? Like, how come in the Mishnah, why didn't Rabbi Yeshua give an answer? Why didn't he explain the reason? Why did the Chachamim say cheese is also? No, also b'achila. Mishnah says cheese is only also b'achila. Smutabano, you can sell cheese. Just can't eat it. Omar Ulus, Ulus says, Vitema Rav Shmuel Barabo. Gzeira Chadoshi. You know, this Gzeira, not eat cheese from a guy, was a new Gzeira. The Chum just made it bizman ha-mishnah. Rashi says, Gzeira Chadoshi means Gozru al-Agrin. It was a new Gzeira the Chum made, not teach cheese. We'll soon see why. But it's a new Gzeira now. The locker is, V'yein mefak v'fimbo. We do not want people to start asking questions on it. We'll soon see why not. So therefore, we do not say a reason. If you start giving a reason, people say, I don't like that reason. Therefore, I think I don't have to listen to it. So the best way is when you make a new gzera, do not say any reason, keep the reason quiet. There's a gzera, that's it. And therefore people will listen. And later on, after people accept the gzera and listen to it, then we'll explain it. But at the beginning, the klal is, vein mefakif imbo. Now, my gzera, so what's this gzera? Amr Rishim ben Paz, Amr Rishim ben Lokish, Mishum Nikr. What's the reason, what is the real reason of the gzera? Why is it also mit rabon and tea cheese that a goy made? So he says the reason is Mishum Nikr. What's nikur? There are bites there. You have to be afraid the snake ate from it. And this poison, that's the reason why it's also. Yeah. So, if Morris says, if so, v'lei melei mishum nikur, if that's the real reason, so in the Mishnah, why didn't he answer back clearly and say, you know why cheese is also mishum nikur? We're afraid that there are bites there from a snake. So Morris says, no, he didn't answer this, could you the like Ula? The Yama Ula explains, ki gazri gezeret of marova. When in Eretz Yisrael they used to make a new gzeirom, le'migla taimo, they did not explain openly the reason. They did not tell people the reason for the gzeirom. Ah, treis yachishos, they waited a whole year. They waited 12 months to give the reason. Why? Because otherwise, Dilma were afraid, ikud inish, there are some people, t'lei svirulei, do not like the reason of this gzeirom. V'yosu zuzubei, they'll say, come on, it doesn't apply that reason, don't give me this, I'm not going to listen to you. Therefore, when the Chumam wanted to make a gzeirah, they did not say a reason. This is it. After 12 months, after people accepted and listened to the gzeirah, then they gave out the reason. I call upon Ulis, the Gemara of Shimon Pazi is saying the reason why it's also cheese is Mishum Nikr, because we're afraid maybe a snake ate from the cheese. We'll soon see. According to this, a Jew has to watch the cheese then, according to this reason. According to this, you'd have to watch the cheese then.
So what's the difference between
Hakim
and Jews?
We don't pass like this. But according to this,
any cheese could be
According to this, time of the middle of Tosfos Mishum Nikar, the time of Mishum Ma Osru Mishum Gilu Yosim Imayim Udvash. If so, why don't they ask the water? The Shmi Gzeri, you can't take water from a guy. You can't buy honey from a guy. Why are they only ask for cheese? Laman the Yislu Beilu Treifas the Shaykh Bu Gilui. It applies to water and honey also. The Shleim of the Bechola Mashkin Alpagav Lekafte Da Gilui Mishum Nikrusam Nikrusay Miukafte. Sure, they don't care to cover it overnight because of Gilui on the snake, but the Goyim Amak, but that dirt should not fall in. So in order to keep the water clean, they would keep it covered anyway. But by milk, you don't eat milk by itself. And also they strain the milk anyway, so therefore they're not makpid to leave their milk but leave their cheese uncovered. So that's why the Havamina, that cheese and milk should be also mishum gilui, that maybe they left it uncovered. So Morris says, if that would be the reason, if so, elamayat, if so, yavesha tishtari, when cheese becomes dried out, it should become mutter. Because he asked before, if there would be eris, if there would be poison inside it, it does not let it dry out. And Yoshin Teshtar, if it becomes old-looking, should also be mutter. The Yom Rebbe Chanina, we had before, Chanina said, Yovesh mutter. Before, if the wine would dry up, there wouldn't be an issa of Gilui. Why? Ein manich oliyavesh. If there would be some poison of the snake there, it would not let it dry. And Yoshin, if it looks old now, also mutter. Why? Ein manich oliyashin. If there be some poison there, it would not let it become old. Rashi says, Yoshin Mutta, Yain Veshekesh Nesgalo, wine or beer, Kishem Chadashim with the new, him, you let it stay until it becomes old. Mutta, you let it drink it. Because if there would be errors there, that did not let it become old, and the same thing to dry up. So this cannot be the use of cheese. Because if so, then dried out cheese should be Mutta. Since so, what's the reason why is she's also Samar Rabbi Chanina Lefi Shiev Shalom Beloy Tzichsuchei Cholef? It's impossible that there's no pockets of milk inside the cheese. Like real hard Swiss cheese, there are pockets, there are holes inside there. We have to be afraid there's some cholef inside it. So two ways to learn the Gemara. Rashi learns this is a new reason by itself. Rashi learns Lefi Shiev Shalom Gvina Beloy Tzichsuchei Cholef Ben Guma Shagvina, between the holes in the cheese, Nisha Min HaCholof, some milk is left over there. Now, V'Cholof Shecholbo Evkechovim, we'll soon see the next mission, we'll soon see the Lacha of milk. Now, milk that a guy milked, V'Yein Yisro Ruyayu, if a Jew did not see the guy milk the cow, also, that's also an issim of the Rabbah, it's the next Mishnah, is also to drink milk from a guy. Why? We're afraid, Dilma Orav Becholof Tomei, maybe they put some pig milk inside. Now, the true, our speaks out, V'yaf Agav should be the Cholof Tomei, and even though usually pig milk would not become into cheese, the only thing that comes into cheese is kosher milk, not trefa milk. So who, that's the reason to say all cheese should be mutter. Because it was made from trefa milk, it would not come into cheese. Femir of Tomei Bitor, Ha Tomei Nishorim Nisubi de Chalba, Ha Tor Shakuri Mishka, Vichol of Tomei Yasaminatar of Choris. So the Chura, what are we afraid about now? The cheese should be, the cheese, you can't make cheese from milk, Chol of Tomei. So why is cheese also? The answer is, V'yesh Lachash, you have to be afraid, Sheh Begumais, maybe inside the holes of the cheese, Nishor Menu. Maybe some milk, trace of milk is there. Now, trace of milk rushes as also midiraisa. Cholov that comes out from a behemoth tameya, that's the leaving of the Gemara Becharis, that the milk is also also. We don't say it's panam chadoshos, it's something new, but if it comes out from a tamei, it's also tamei. Now, you have to be afraid, cheese is also, Rashi learns, even though you cannot make cheese from milk that's tamei. So the only chash is true, the guy used his milk. Now his milk, they only put a little bit trefa milk inside the regular milk. So when they went to make cheese now, even though really the cheese is only made from the kosher milk, you have to be afraid though inside the cheese, there's some milk tamei still there. That's why cheese is awesome. That's Rashi's shita, why cheese is awesome. Other Achronomy's question doesn't make sense. Because if the guy plans to make cheese from this milk, so why would he add some trefa milk into the milk? If he wants to sell the milk for drinking purposes, that we understand. Like cholov stam akum is also mikir adim, because you're afraid, since they're using it for drinking, they might as well put some pig milk in also and sell it. But here, where they're making cheese out of it, a guy wouldn't mix the pig milk into the milk because he knows it doesn't come to cheese. It's a little bit kasher in Rashi. Therefore, Toizler Zifim Shah, Toizler learns here, it's Hemshek of the Gemara. He's asking the question, Mishum Nikur. It should be mutter. If it's dried up, the answer is no. Even dried up trees, cheese, you have to be afraid. Maybe inside the cheese, there's some milk left there. So maybe there is, some poison still in there. That's the reason. That's what Benatan's Pshat. Even cheese looks old or dried up to us, still maybe there's some poison left inside lechukas agvina. That's the Gemara's answer. Gemara means the answer now that the poison is still inside the cheese. Either the cheese is dried up or the cheese looks old, but the answer is we have to be afraid maybe there are some holes inside the cheese that still has the wet poison there. So according to Ben Atan, the reason why cheese is also is because of nikur, because of poison.
Yeah,
Rashi learns is also mishum cheese. Weiter. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says another reason. The reason why cheese is also Shmuel Amar, b'vnei shemamidin oiso b'or kevus nevelo. Because some goyim make the cheese not with the rennet from a nevela, but they use the skin. They let the milk stay in the skin of a nevela. Now the skin, that's awesome. Rashi says, the skin, lav pirsha, that's not junk. That has an issa trefer on it. Therefore, it's going to give off tam into the milk. Therefore, you're going to have tam of nevela in the milk. That's why it's awesome. In the cheese, at least. In the cheese. So, where's the kasha? Hokeva gufa shari. But the cave itself is mut, like we said before. The remnant itself, that's only called pirsha, that's mut. Smar says, is this true? What?
Not considered basur v'chalav.
That's another question. Why is not basur v'chalav over here? Because there's no way it's basur v'chalav, because only cold and cold. V'yavgav dukum, v'komidin v'asuk v'mukim, and was elam the rabbanim. It's bottle here. It's mukim, it makes a comment to cheese, it's a maimid, that's only with the rabbanim that's not bottle. With the rice, so that's mutter. So Tamar says it's also because they use the skin of a nevela, but our keva gufa would be mutta.
There's another question.
Our keva nevela, vayta. The raise of vayta. This is me on my shmul. How can now we learned keva ha'oivik echavim. We have the keva, the rennet, the stomach itself from behema of oivik echavim. Vishel nevela raise asura. It's mashma both to them is also, even from a nevela. Mashma, the rennet itself is also. For Avinu, but we ask the question, Otu, the Oivik Kechavim, Lav Nevela, what's the two cases? Isn't every behemoth of a guy a nevela? They don't make a shchita. Even if they make a shchita, shchita is akam as possible. So it's a nevela. For Yom HaShmul, Shmul said, Chotikotoni means one thing, this braisa. Kevas, shchitas, Oivik Kechavim, nevela, asura. He says, any time a guy shechs an animal, so the animal is a nevela, and therefore the cave with the stomach is also. The rennet in the stomach is also. So, of course, it's zero. Here it's mashma from Shmuel. The only reason why the cheese is also is because of the skin, but not because of the cave. But the cave itself is called pirsha b'yam, it's just junk. And here Shmuel says, no, even the cave itself is also. So, Mar says, no, it's empty, the kash is no zero. I'll answer you. Loi kash, there's no question over here. Kan koydim chazara, kan liyach chazara nechnam like in our Mishnah. First, the Mishnah wanted to.